local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 7:06, FM Talk 106.5 on this Thanksgiving Eve. 52 as we get started this morning. Dr. Bill's forecast on the way right after traffic with Kane.
Good morning for the CBDAmerica1.com traffic center. We've had a great ride across the Bayway, the Causeway. Light traffic from Daphne and Spanish Fort. So far through Mobile, no delays. It looks great from Tillman's Corner and Theodore. At Pritchard up towards Saraland, no problems on 65. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 Highlander with 0% financing for up to 60 months plus $500 cash back or $5,500 in savings. Model 6955. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy today with a few showers developing this afternoon. Highs will be in the mid-70s. Tonight, mostly cloudy with showers, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, showers with highs in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
When it comes to my business, access and control of information is critical.
I need a partner I can trust 24/7. CSpire Business was the easy choice.
Their IT experts have the experience and insight we need.
Connectivity, cloud, cybersecurity. CSpire worked with us to find the best technologies for our unique needs.
Having a top IT team isn't optional anymore.
CSpire has my back now and into the future.
Insight, experience, your IT partner. CSpire Business, customer inspired.
All right, 7:08, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings on the way this hour. Dr. Bill with a Thanksgiving Day forecast. Also, we'll get today and tomorrow out of the way and look at the weekend ahead. Plus, coming up in sports later on this hour, we got a little football game this weekend.
Iron Bowl going down and pretty vital for Alabama if they want to get into the college football playoff. And, of course, it's always a big game for both teams. So, looking forward to that game on Saturday. Right now, Alabama actually like a 2-point favorite in that one.
Two-point game
right now.
We see that moving any before Saturday?
Yeah, I think it'll move further towards Auburn, so it could be, you know, a pick'em by the time we
It's been a while since we've had a pick'em in the Iron Bowl.
It has been. It's been a long time.
Well, that'll be real interesting. Okay, so that's coming up in sports. We'll talk about that. Also, we will check in at the 8 o'clock hour. Quinn Hillier will join us. Also, Robert Kennedy Jr. will join us as well. He wanted to come in early this week with Thanksgiving because he wants to review what happened last week when we hosted, along with WKRG, the AL1 Republican Congressional Debate. So we'll talk to him coming up later on this morning. Also, yesterday, if you didn't catch it in the news, talking about, and we're not going to, we'll get back into the story of the former SEAL Gallagher and what happened with Esper and what happened with the Spencer and the Secretary of the Navy. But the one, I think, the one story yesterday that everybody could agree on would be Conan, the dog that was there on the al-Baghdadi raid. Remember, the name was withheld for a while, then it slipped out. Well, we got to meet Conan yesterday. President Trump talking about that.
Nobody's going to mess with Conan. I asked one question. I said, so what chance with Conan? I got to see how fast Conan can move. I said, what chance would a strong man have? Really strong, tough fighter. What chance would this person have against Conan without the guns? What chance? And I guess the answer pretty much was none.
So, as the dog was there during the presser, as the president was speaking and paying his respects to the dog and celebrating the dog, Vice President Mike Pence was over there petting on the dog.
Mm.
The dog and Pence were tight yesterday during the video. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm with you. We were talking about it some yesterday, but all the headlines that said the president welcomes Conan to the White House.
Yes.
I kept thinking
too.
Talking about the late night host, but he missed a golden opportunity yesterday. He could have become the first president to wear one of those dog attack suits that they practice on the front lawn and had Conan kind of show off what she can do. I think that would have been in good taste.
So that would be, you were talking about getting some cameras out. Okay, so the president is going to put on the big Michelin Band dog attack suit, and we're going to show you what this dog can do.
Uh-huh.
Now the president's running across the, there's a takedown.
Yeah, and it's a good thing they didn't break out the turkeys yesterday for the pardoning, because Conan probably would have ended that pretty quickly.
Now, I'll tell you, if we were writing a script for how it should have gone down, there should have been the presidential turkey pardoning. Then they brought Conan the dog out. The Conan slips its slips its lead and then goes chasing after the turkeys, and then mayhem ensues. Now, that would be some quality television. 12 minutes after 7 o'clock and time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A sad ending for the search of a missing Florida child. 5-year-old Taylor Williams went missing on November the 6th, and authorities confirmed that human remains found in Alabama this month are those of the 5-year-olds. That's according to the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office. The remains were found in a wooded area of Marengo County, Alabama. It's a story we've been following for weeks now. Taylor's mother, Brianna Williams, is charged with neglect and providing false information to police. She was arrested back on November 12th. Williams apparently overdosed after her arrest and was taken to a hospital in serious condition. At the time of her daughter's disappearance, WJAX reported that Brianna Williams told police that she last saw her daughter around midnight and she was not in her bed the next morning. Closer to home, a $5,000 reward is now being offered for information leading to the arrest of the person responsible for the death of a University of South Alabama professor. Mobile Police Department is seeking out the public's help for any information which would lead to that arrest. South Alabama professor Dr. Matthew Weiser, just 39 years old, was found shot to death in his home very close to the campus last Wednesday. Campus police, they went to his home on a welfare check. Dr. Weiser is being remembered as a, quote, truly great person. He'd been teaching at the school since the fall of 2014 and was an economics professor. According to police, there is a $5,000 reward to anyone who can provide information regarding the homicide of Dr. Matthew Weiser. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
This information update brought to you by the Carry Patch. See all their stunning pieces on Facebook and Instagram. Then, when only the best will do, visit their beautiful showroom on Hillcrest. When you find your perfect match, come see us at the Carrot Patch.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. No bond for the teenager accused of killing Lowndes County Sheriff John Williams. 18-year-old William Chase Johnson made his first court appearance since this weekend's shooting. He's accused of shooting and killing the sheriff at a gas station in Hainville Saturday night. Williams was responding to a noise complaint in the parking lot. Witnesses say Sheriff Williams was telling Johnson to turn his music down when he was killed. The body believed to be a missing 5-year-old Florida girl has been identified. Authorities in Jacksonville, Florida, say a body found in Demopolis, Alabama, is Taylor Rose Williams. Williams was reported missing earlier this month. Right now, her mother is being held in a Florida jail. Mississippi Governor Phil Bryant says the state's new lottery has already brought in more than $500,000. Under the law, the first $80 million raised will go to fund infrastructure projects. After that, the money will go to help fund education. The state plans to offer Powerball and Mega Millions drawings in late January. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Would you believe there's a survey showing that some people would literally rather go to the dentist than talk to a financial advisor? I think I know why. I think it's probably because of all the math. Everybody hates math. We hated it in school, and we still hate it today. So if you're approaching retirement age, why not get somebody to help you with that math? Why not sign up for a complimentary Retirement Feast Roadmap? It helps do the math on many of the most important retirement issues, including your investments, taxes, Social Security, estate planning, Medicare, and long-term care. So if you hate math, but you love the idea of building a comfortable retirement, give the team at Retirement Peace Roadmap Radio a call. 866-917-7327. That's 866-917-7327. Or go online, retirementpeaceroadmap.com.
Advisory services offered through Safe Harbor Fiduciary, LLC, a registered investment advisor. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance products, including annuities, licensed in Florida and Alabama.
It's a new economy. We're in a no-joke, take-no-prisoners economy. You must use your best tactics to ensure your business continues to grow. This is Lauren Cabanis with the FM Talk 106.5 Sales Department. An advertising campaign on FM Talk 106.5 will deliver your message to a loyal audience of Mobile and Baldwin County adults with higher household income and education. Call me at 344-1065 extension 18 and I'll help design a plan to efficiently and effectively promote your business and increase your sales.
All right, 7:15, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Tuesday. See this, Tucker Carlson yesterday talking about, or yesterday evening, talking about why former President Obama won't back Biden, won't endorse Biden. He's got a theory. We'll get to that coming up in just a little bit. Time to check sports on the plains with Auburn Sports Today, brought to you by your CBD store, West Mobile, and Robertsdale Power Equipment.
From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
All right, welcome to Tuesday. Auburn men's basketball ran away from New Mexico last night in Brooklyn, 84-59.
Defense and rebounding travels. I think that was, you know, the margin of victory against a team that will finish in the top two or three of their league. It's solid. You know, again, we made a lot of mistakes, but I just thought, as I said, you know, there were times each and every one of our individual players, you know, showed, you know, really, really had moments. But I think, you know, I'm telling you, we can execute a lot better. We'll need to.
Bruce Pearl's 18th-ranked squad plays Richmond tonight at 7:30 for the Legends Classic Championship. Airtime all across the network is 6 o'clock tonight. Protect your cars, home, life, and business with Alpha Insurance. Find a local agent online, alphainsurance.com. Gus Malzahn on the adjusted schedule this week for his Auburn football team.
Well, you have a little more time. You know, your guys can come up, they can watch film on their own and all that, and so it gives you a little extra time to prep. I know our coaches, you know, we used yesterday as a work day, so it was a little bit unique from Sunday. We came in 7 a.m. and been working, and then, of course, you know, we'll get our normal routine tomorrow. You know, so it'll be our Tuesday practice, which is really our main one. Wednesday will be our third down red zone, and then, of course, Thursday we'll get up early, and we'll get the guys out of there at noon so they're able to eat Thanksgiving with their family and friends, and we've been doing that for a long time.
Auburn hosts Alabama Saturday at 2:30. More from the head coach at his press conference today. Until tomorrow, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
Steel, a company built on real power. Tools built for real people. And dealers who deliver real service. Visit Robertsdale Power Equipment to see Steel's full line of lawn and garden products. Steel fuel-powered equipment is the number one selling brand in America. Give your yard cleanup a time-saving upgrade with a hard-working Steel blower. Right now, the BG50 handheld blower is just $139.95. Or try Steel's new Lightning battery system that delivers the power to do more on a single charge. Right now, get the new BGA45 battery-powered blower, only $129.95. Robertsdale Power Equipment is a full-line sales and service dealer for steel products and warranty repair. They employ factory-certified service technicians qualified for every machine Steel makes and more. Why keep rebuying disposable big-box equipment? Upgrade to real quality and long-lasting performance with Steel. Visit Robertsdale Power Equipment, Highway 59 South, right at the split by the Catholic Church, or online at robertsdalepower.com. Real people, steel people.
Visit your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest for a full line of the highest quality all-natural CBD products in the industry. Your CBD store of West Mobile products all go through extensive third-party testing to ensure what's on the label is in the bottle. Your CBD store of West Mobile's owner, Joe Brown and Associates, will help you choose the best products for your individual needs. Your CBD store of West Mobile offers oils, topicals, edibles, even pet products. On Hillcrest near Greelot, where good health hits home naturally.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy today with a few showers developing this afternoon. Highs will be in the mid-70s. Tonight, mostly cloudy with showers, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, showers with highs in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Experience Mobile's most unique hardware experience this fall and holiday season. Spring Hill Ace Hardware has all your favorite brands like Big Green Egg, Traeger, Weber, and Yeti. For homeowners and contractors, Spring Hill Ace carries only high-quality products. Benjamin Moore Paint, Milwaukee, and DeWalt. All in one trip, you'll find hardware, gifts, home improvement, beautiful house plants, bedding plants, and landscape. Exceptional personal service, stocked with all you need, locally owned, and so convenient. Spring Hill Ace Hardware on Old Shell Road. Like us on Facebook.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center across from Bayway and the Causeway, we look great. Just a little bit of delays to traveling through the Bankhead Tunnel. George Wallace Tunnel's clear. And so far, Mobile Police Department not working any new accidents. No delays from Dolphin Street, Spring Hill, and Moffitt 65. CBD America is now open on Old Shell Road at University behind Mellow Mushroom at the USA campus. They offer all things hemp. Mention this ad and you'll get 15% off all purchases. And don't forget the original CBD America on Highway 43 in Satsuma. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 721 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Thanksgiving Eve, which, by the way, Dalton hosting Thanksgiving this year.
That's right.
He's going to be the man behind the turkey.
First time ever hosting any holiday.
All right. If you got any advice for Dalton, hit us up on the text line at 343-0106. Right now, let's catch headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Montgomery police have arrested a third person in connection to the disappearance of 19-year-old Anaya Blanchard. That arrest happened on Monday. David Johnson Jr. of Montgomery was the man arrested. According to the district attorney, Brandon Hughes, he says, quote, "I can confirm that human remains have been found and we have good reason to suspect they are that of Anaya Blanchard." The remains were found off Macon County Road 2, not far from New Hope Baptist Church. Hughes says the charges against Johnson are hindering prosecution. Earlier this month, investigators testified during a preliminary court hearing that they believe that 30-year-old Ibrahim Yazid was driven to Florida from Montgomery at Yazid's request by a man identified in court as David Johnson. Johnson has since bonded out of the Montgomery County Jail. Yazid and Antoine Fisher, who's 35 years old, they have also been arrested and charged in the kidnapping of Anaya Blanchard. New information this morning in the teenager accused of killing Lowndes County Sheriff John Big John Williams. A teenager is being held without bond. He has been identified as 18-year-old William Chase Johnson. He made his first court appearance on Monday. The judge ruled that there'd be no bond in the case. Well, we now know this morning, Sheriff Williams' own son was at that same gas station when his dad was gunned down after asking a group to turn down their loud music. New information, according to Sheriff Derek Cunningham. As for Johnson, he was arrested in Saturday's shooting death of Sheriff Williams. Williams was shot and killed at that gas station in Lowndes County, which is southwest of the capital city of Montgomery. As for Johnson, he was arrested a few hours later. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 724 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. See, lots of suggestions coming in for Dalton hosting the first holiday of any sort, Thanksgiving this year, other than some people saying don't.
Yeah, there's that. There's also a lot of suggestions that keep plenty of alcohol on hand.
Right. These are some of the tips. Let me say this. You're going to have family coming into your home, and even if they say they're not, they're judging your home. Mm-hmm. Right? It happens. You got to have a clean home, right? And that's what the maids can do for you. Right now, if y'all think about it, we've got a crush on time. We're making more mess than normal at our homes, and we have less time if we want to get out and enjoy the holidays. It's the best time of the year to make that call to the maids and get a free estimate at 344-6626. Give yourself the gift of clean and the gift of time this holiday season when you have the maids show up and do the work for you so you can spend more time decorating or cooking for Thanksgiving or wrapping presents or having parties, doing all those things that are fun during the holidays. Plus, you still got to do all the stuff you got to do to keep the wheels turning for your household. All right, the maids. Get a free estimate. It's the people we use in our home, in the Sullivan House, and they do fantastic work to the point my wife points out they even fold the triangle on the end of the toilet paper. Like you're like a fancy hotel or something like that. Give them a call. Get that free estimate. 344-6626. 344-6626. Give the gift of clean and the gift of time this holiday season. All right. I mentioned a second ago that Tucker Carlson last night on the show got into a discussion here about who may be running for the Democrats in 2020 against President Trump, and maybe it's not even a name we have heard discussed yet. A name that's not been in any of the debates. It's a name you know, and that would be Michelle Obama. Now, Michelle Obama stated she doesn't want to run for president because she's not interested in politics. Tucker Carlson last night had a different take on that.
Now, last week, the former First Lady issued a statement saying that she has no interest in being president. That's what she claimed. But there are signs that that's not true, actually. For example, David Axelrod, who is one of the Obama's closest and most loyal advisors, has been waging a scorched earth campaign against Joe Biden for months. Now, would David Axelrod be doing all of that without the consent of the Obamas? No, there's no chance. Obama hasn't endorsed Joe Biden because he doesn't want to endorse Joe Biden. Why? Maybe he's got other plans. Obama's presidential memoir was supposed to come out this year. Now its release has been delayed to the middle of the Democratic primaries. In other words, at exactly the moment when Democrats will be thinking deeply about how to beat Donald Trump, America will be talking about the Obamas. Coincidence? Maybe it is. Maybe it's also a coincidence that Michelle Obama just released yet another book last week, one that will require her, of course, to get on the road and talk to crowds. Maybe she really isn't interested in joining the race, but that would make her unusual among Democrats in this country.
Very interesting.
I mean, maybe just throwing some spaghetti against the wall to see if it sticks, but he does make a, I'm not saying it's truth, but he makes his case there for it, putting things together about Axelrod's behavior. I do think that that is interesting. Would Michelle Obama run in 2020? Would she be the Democrats' best chance at winning?
And it kind of makes, it would make sense strategically. You have all the candidates that have been out there on the campaign trail for months now. Let America kind of tire of them or see that it doesn't seem like they have...
That's been happening.
It's definitely been happening. Remember, Biden, he had an interview earlier this year and was asked whether Obama had endorsed him, and he said something like, I asked him not to endorse him. He thinks it's better that way if he doesn't endorse me. But if Michelle Obama, if she did jump in and didn't jump in until late in the season, that she'd be like, she'd be fresh and new out there on the campaign trail. Everyone would say, well, her husband did a pretty good job of winning the minds of voters. Maybe Michelle Obama isn't that different. I could see pretty much all the celebrities endorsing her because that's what's popular.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is nothing but a spaghetti thrown against wall by Tucker Carlson. This will be reported like it's some kind of like truth. This is a theory of his, but it is interesting and worth some discussion, and we'll have that at 343-0106. That's our text line, 343-0106, plus turning up your voice and getting your phone calls coming up after 8 o'clock. Quinn Hillier joins us as well. We'll probably pose that question to him too. Michelle Obama 2020. Could that be a thing? All right, Dr. Bill's got our forecast for today, tomorrow, Thanksgiving, and the weekend ahead. We'll also check in with Kane for a traffic update. And in sports, there's a football game this weekend.
Yeah, Iron Bowl coming up. Should be a big one in Auburn on Saturday. And I'm loving the suggestions for hosting Thanksgiving. Doug says, and this one applies not only to Thanksgiving, but the rest of my life. Take orders and do what it takes to keep the wife calm.
That's a smart man. Doug's giving you sage advice there. All right, 7:30. We'll be right back.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles. WKRG News 5, a $5,000 reward is being offered for information leading to the arrest of whoever killed University of South Alabama professor. Matthew Weiser was found shot to death in his home Wednesday night. Mobile Police Chief Lawrence Petit says investigators tracked down several leads over the weekend but are not ready to name any persons of interest in the case. Weiser was an assistant professor of economics. Human remains believed to be those of 19-year-old Anaya Blanchard have been found in Shorter, just north of Montgomery. The remains were discovered in a wooded area Monday morning near a church off County Road 2. Three people are now in custody. David Johnson Jr. was arrested and charged with hindering prosecution yesterday. Antoine Fisher and Ibrahim Yazid face kidnapping charges. We now know the name of a man killed in a plane crash in Santa Rosa County over the weekend. He's been identified as 38-year-old Matthew Platt. His plane went down Sunday morning just before 10 at Peter Prince Field in Milton. The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating that crash. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. 5.
Sean Sullivan for Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, and it's back. 18 months, 0% interest with approved credit just in time for Christmas. Come by Mike Ward's today and get a Liberty Safe to protect your valuables from theft and fire. With over 200 safes in stock, you won't be disappointed. While shopping, register to win a Liberty 24 gun safe loaded with free accessories, no purchase necessary. Drawing will be held on Black Friday. Get 18 months, 0% financing now at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. I-65 in Moffitt, just look for the giant Liberty Safe.
A federal judge has ordered former White House counsel Don McGahn to appear before Congress in a setback to President Trump's effort to keep his top aides from testifying. The outcome could lead to renewed efforts by Democrats to compel testimony from other high-ranking officials. The death toll from a magnitude 6.4 earthquake that shook the country of Albania has risen to 6. Hundreds of people have been injured.
Several buildings collapsed. There's a rescue effort going on right now all over Albania in the areas that are most affected, namely the city of Durrës, which is a port in the Adriatic.
There's correspondent Blendi Salah. Lucy Kavanov is in Denver, where the snow flurries are flying.
Here in Colorado, we are in the midst of one of the worst snowstorms in recent memory. We've already got several inches of snow. They're expecting nearly a foot of snow here in the metro area.
At Denver International Airport, some 250 flights today were canceled. More cancellations are likely. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Another state has bailed on a lawsuit to stop the merger of Sprint and T-Mobile. Texas has backed out, saying it struck its own deal with T-Mobile. A group of state attorneys general goes to trial next month to try to scuttle the merger of the two mobile phone companies, claiming the merger would raise prices and stifle competition. Last month, Mississippi and Colorado left the coalition, but there are still 14 other states in the District of Columbia that are fighting the merger. Elon Musk says Tesla's Cybertruck is the company's latest product unveil for a while. That comes with a Model Y, Cybertruck, and Roadster in the pipeline, but long-term, Musk says it probably makes sense to build a smaller Cybertruck as well. SEMA Bay shares nosedived more than 70% after the company said it was halting testing of its liver fibrosis compound due to safety concerns. Researchers found an unexpected side effect in phase 2 trials, prompting SEMA Bay's decision to suspend development of the drug. That's Your Money Now.
I'm Dr. Bob Arnott, and I treat pain with Cilonpas. Before you take anything for back or joint pain, I recommend applying topical pain relievers first, like Cilonpas lidocaine patch. Cilonpas lidocaine contains the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription. It blocks pain receptors, providing effective, long-lasting, and non-addictive relief. Also available in roll-on or cream. Look for the silver Cilonpas box in the pain relief aisle. Cilonpas, it's good medicine.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits.
Come on, Fred, maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Champy's Fried Chicken in Daphne has everything to make your taste buds dance. Champy's has fresh hand-rolled hot tamales, homemade sides, fresh farm-raised catfish, awesome chicken tenders, salads, fresh cooked-to-order fried chicken, and don't forget about our fully stocked bar while watching your favorite game on one of our many TVs. Hey, your friends are here, so come join us at Champy's Famous Fried Chicken in Daphne on Highway 98, open 7 days a week.
Weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
7:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
And a little warmer this morning. A few clouds out there. Is this a harbinger?
You know, it'll be much warmer this afternoon. We got up to 67 yesterday. We can add quite a few degrees to that for today. Looks like around 75 for this afternoon, and that'll get us above normal for change. And there is a slight chance we could see a shower this afternoon. There is a cold front that will be moving down through Mississippi and Alabama, and that'll come through tomorrow, most likely around midday. And so we could see some isolated showers this afternoon and then some scattered shower activity tonight. Tonight, we're only going to cool to about 68 degrees. We could even see some fog develop. And then tomorrow, a good chance for showers in the morning and into the afternoon. And there may be a thunderstorm or two, but I don't expect any severe weather with this frontal system. The wind will switch around to the northwest in the afternoon as the front comes through, and will cool down into the low 50s for tomorrow night. Now, for Thanksgiving, looks really good. Mostly sunny, a high of 68 degrees, low humidity, should be very, very pleasant. Friday, a little bit warmer, mostly sunny and about 72 degrees. So Thursday and Friday look great. Now, the weekend, mostly cloudy on Saturday as another front approaches. We might see a few showers in the afternoon, but we're going to warm into the upper 70s for Saturday afternoon. Sunday, we'll have some sunshine, but also a few showers as the next front comes through. We'll cool into the upper 60s for Sunday afternoon, and then down to the upper 30s for Sunday night. Monday, sunny and only in the upper 50s, so some chilly weather to start next week. But in the meantime, we're going to have mild temperatures all the way into the weekend.
Looking through the two passages of fronts here and the rain, any severe weather associated with that, the one coming tomorrow, and the one coming for the weekend?
Yeah, it doesn't look like it, both cases. The storm system the center of all the activity tomorrow is going to be way up in the Great Plains and around the Great Lakes. And then over the weekend, the next big storm comes out of Colorado, heads on up toward the Great Lakes. So we're way down on the tail end of all the activity here on the Gulf Coast. But we will see some colder weather come in early next week.
So we're one of the few areas in the country not being affected travel-wise by these fronts.
Yeah, that's right. Really not too bad here, but the Midwest, the Northeast, the Great Lakes, going to be tough over the next few days.
I know we're here at the tail end of hurricane season 2019. I know we're going to do a retrospective on tomorrow's show, but what are the conditions right now? Anything you're watching?
No, it's quiet now. The tropical storm Sebastian is now providing a lot of rain, windy conditions up in northwest Europe. But across the tropics, it's quiet, and it looks like it's going to stay that way.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist, tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams, with your forecast. 7:37, we'll get headlines from Kelly coming up. Dalton's talking sports and traffic next.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we meet Scott Tripoli, the general manager of the Grand Hotel Golf Resort and Spa. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors.
The Roberts Brothers Charitable Fund is a nonprofit program that provides financial and emotional support for Gulf Coast families that have endured the loss of a child. The Charitable Fund gives Roberts Brothers the chance to give back to our community. Visit robertsbrotherscharity.com for more information and to donate today.
Scott Tripoli left Orlando, the hospitality capital of the world, where he managed a 1,000-room hotel, to take the general manager job at the Grand Hotel. Per Scott, he had to have that 1,000-room job to get the job at the 400-room Grand. And one significant difference? In Orlando, people leave the hotel every day to visit the parks. The hotel empties out. At the Grand, they stay put, go into one of the pools, the beach, or the golf course. And Scott serves with the attitude of, the answer is yes, what's the question? And folks, after hearing him talk, you'll realize, like I did, we're lucky to have him in this part of the world. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston, presented by Coastal Alabama Community College, Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5, or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
What do you want to protect? Whether it's a diamond necklace or one made of macaroni, your newborn baby or your fur baby, we all want to protect the things and people we love most. Help keep everything safe with a free home security system from Protect Your Home, your ADT-authorized premier provider. Just dial 1-800-548-5597 to learn more about how you can start protecting your everything with a free security system, an $850 value monitored by ADT. You'll also receive a $100 Visa gift card after installation from Protect Your Home. So call 1-800-548-5597 now. Installation starts at $99 with a 36-month monitoring agreement. Termination fee applies. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and Protect Your Home license numbers. Help keep your family safe. Call now. 1-800-548-5597. That's 1-800-548-5597.
Good morning, everyone. From the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, still have accident-free conditions. Heavier traffic as you're traveling through the George Wallace to Bankhead tunnels, but no delays across the Bayway. Again, Daphne, Spanish Fork from Malbus to Loxley and I-10. We've had clear roadways and no problems from Tillman's Corner to Theodore. The South Alabama football team will host the Arkansas State Red Wolves this Friday afternoon at 4 p.m. in the final home game of 2019 at Land People Stadium. It's senior day, so come out and support our Jag seniors. Get your tickets at usajaguars.com. Go Jags. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 741 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. On the way, that story, that strange story out of Texas, Houston area. Woman, they said, sheriff down there said, attacked and killed by wild hogs in a front yard. Where she was going to work. We'll talk about that in just a few minutes. Also, you see this story for news partners at WKRG. Peter Albrecht put it up. Only one Mobile neighborhood ranks in the state's top 10 for public transportation usage, according to the Census Bureau's American Community Survey. Study looked up zip codes and the percentage of people living in that zip code who use public transportation. Statewide, only 0.4% of Alabamians use public transportation. Five of the six top neighborhoods for public transportation are in Birmingham. Top zip code in the Mobile area, which ranked 10th in the entire state, is 36603, which is MLK area, Avenue area, and the Down the Bay neighborhood. 4.6% of the people living in 36603 use public transportation. 36688 ranked 11th with 4.5%. 3688 is University of South Alabama campus. 36610 Pritchard was the 16th most used in Alabama with 3.7% of residents using public transportation. Pretty interesting. We'll talk more about this coming up later on in the show. Right now, more headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Happening right now, authorities are searching for two escaped inmates who are believed to be here in South Alabama. On Sunday, Joseph Keith Edwards and Landon Lee Gunter escaped from the Chilton County Jail. According to the sheriff's office there, both inmates were present at the 7.05 p.m. headcount, but it's unclear what time the two men escaped before officers noticed. Later Sunday night, the sheriff's office reported that the two men had been spotted in South Alabama with a stolen vehicle. Both inmates are described as white males. Edwards is 5'7" tall with facial and body tattoos. He was serving time with a $13,250 bond on charges of drug possession, first-degree drug paraphernalia, and receiving a stolen vehicle. And Gunter is described as 5'10" tall, weighing 155 pounds. He is facing charges of auto theft and was behind bars on a $10,000 bond. Authorities took to social media saying, quote, "The sheriff's office is exhausting all resources and efforts to bring these two inmates back into custody. If you see something, say something. Please call 911 if you see these male subjects." In your health news this morning, Alabama is one of seven states reporting high levels of flu-like activity. These figures are from the Alabama Department of Public Health, and they show the highest levels of flu activity are in the southeastern portion of our state, followed by western central and then the Mobile region. The Centers for Disease Control are seeing a spike in numbers in Alabama, Arkansas, Georgia, Mississippi, Nevada, South Carolina, and Texas. Symptoms include fever, cough, sore throat, runny or stuffy nose, muscle or body aches, headaches, and fatigue. The flu generally peaks during the fall and winter, beginning in October and lasting as late as into May. Health officials recommend yearly flu vaccinations for everyone ages 6 months or older. If you have questions on whether or not the flu shot is right for you and your family, be sure to schedule an appointment with your medical provider. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
This is Rona McSherry from McSherry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSherry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
Stock up the fridge and freezer this fall and holidays with Monroe Sausage and Monroe Bacon. For a versatile and hearty meal or snack, any time of the day or night, Monroe Sausage and Monroe Bacon, monroesausage.com. Yeah, it's that good.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. No bond for the teenager accused of killing Lowndes County Sheriff John Williams. 18-year-old William Chase Johnson made his first court appearance since this weekend's shooting. He's accused of shooting and killing the sheriff at a gas station in Haneville Saturday night. Williams was responding to a noise complaint in the parking lot. Witnesses say Sheriff Williams was telling Johnson to turn his music down when he was killed. The body believed to be a missing 5-year-old Florida girl has been identified. Authorities in Jacksonville, Florida, say a body found in Demopolis, Alabama, is Taylor Rose Williams. Williams was reported missing earlier this month. Right now, her mother is being held in a Florida jail. Mississippi Governor Phil Bryant says the state's new lottery has already brought in more than $500,000. Under the law, the first $80 million raised will go to fund infrastructure projects. After that, the money will go to help fund education. The state plans to offer Powerball and Mega Millions drawings in late January. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
You've heard about them for years. My friends at Air Specialty. When you turn to the experts at Air Specialty, you can rest assured you're getting the best quality service in the Mobile area. Air Specialty is a Carrier factory authorized dealer and strives to provide outstanding AC services. And they offer a 12-year warranty on all new systems. Air Specialty and Carrier can do it all. Visit air-specialty.com to see everything they have to offer you.
Air Specialty.
License number 84408.
Lamar Jackson has a historic night as his Baltimore Ravens rout the LA Rams. South Alabama basketball off to a good start in the Gulf Coast Showcase, and Auburn basketball is headed to the championship game of their holiday tournament. It's 747 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. On Monday Night Football, Baltimore quarterback Lamar Jackson had an MVP caliber night, leading the Ravens to a blowout win over the LA Rams 45-6. The 22-year-old quarterback threw 5 touchdown passes and rushed for 95 yards in the win. Here's his 5th touchdown pass of the night, this one going to former New Orleans Saints wideout Willie Snead.
Can he turn the corner and get in? Yes! We got a Jackson 5! Lamar with 5 touchdown passes. Willie Snead.
At call from ESPN, Jackson set multiple records with his incredible performance. He became the first player with 5 touchdown passes in a Monday Night Football debut, the youngest player in NFL history with multiple games of 5 touchdown passes, the first player in NFL history with 4 touchdown passes and at least 50 yards rushing in consecutive games, and the first player with at least 3,000 passing yards and 1,500 rushing yards over his first 2 seasons in NFL history. And oh, by the way, this was only Jackson's 18th career start. Ravens running back Mark Ingram, also a former New Orleans Saint and Alabama Crimson Tide player, he rushed for 111 yards and a touchdown last night, also caught a scoring pass. Last week, Ingram called for Jackson to win the MVP award this season. Last night, he reiterated that opinion.
Just run that back from last week. That's all I'm going to say. Man, people been trying me, but they can't validate their opinions. So, LJ for MVP.
Baltimore's now won 7 in a row and sit in second place in the AFC at 9-2. The Rams, on the other hand, are now 6-5. They sit in third place in the NFC West. It's holiday tournament time in college basketball this week. The South Alabama Jaguars men's team are playing in the Gulf Coast Showcase in Estero, Florida, south of Fort Myers. Yesterday, the Jags kicked off the tourney with a 74-62 win over Northeastern. Chad Lott scored a season-high 19 points, and the Jags outscored Northeastern 25-12 in the final 8.5 minutes. Seniors Josh Ajayi and Trey Mitchell each had 14 points, and senior Andre Fox added 11. This afternoon at 4 o'clock, South will face Miami of Ohio in the semifinals. The Jags women's team will try to get back in the win column tonight. They host the University of Mobile at 7 o'clock in the Mitchell Center. In the SEC, the 18th-ranked Auburn Tigers beat New Mexico 84-59 in the Legends Classic in Brooklyn, New York. Austin Wiley led the Tigers with 14 points and 13 rebounds. Auburn will face undefeated Richmond tonight at 6:30 in the tournament's championship game. Number 17 Tennessee beat Chattanooga 58-46 in Game 1 of the Emerald Classic. Dayton defeated Georgia 80-61 in the Maui Gym Maui Invitational. Butler beat Missouri 63-52 in the Hall of Fame Classic. Arkansas beat Georgia Tech 62-61 in overtime. And Vanderbilt beat Southeast Louisiana 78-70. Alabama doesn't take the court again until tomorrow at 1:30. That's when the Tide faces number 6, North Carolina, in game 1 of the Battle for Atlantis in the Bahamas. Of course, it's rivalry week in college football this weekend. Also, the last week of college football in the regular season. And the lines are out from odds makers right now. For the Iron Bowl, Alabama actually a 3.5-point favorite now over Auburn. That game being played in Auburn on Saturday at 2:30. You can hear it right here on FM Talk 106.5 with the pregame show beginning at 11:30. Some other lines that are out: Tennessee a 22-point favorite over Vanderbilt. Mississippi State a 2.5-point favorite over Ole Miss in the Egg Bowl. That'll be played on Thanksgiving at 6:30. On Friday, Arkansas plays Missouri with Missouri a 12-point favorite. Kentucky hosts Louisville on Saturday, the Wildcats 3-point favorites. Clemson plays at South Carolina, the Tigers favored by 27. Georgia favored by 28 as they hit the road to play Georgia Tech. LSU favored by 17 over Texas A&M. And Florida favored by 17.5 points over Florida State. 7:51, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, it's been a great start to the morning. Moffitt, Spring Hill, and Old Shell at 65. We're seeing some delays, but accident-free conditions. No problems across the Bayway. You'll see a good ride along I-10 all the way to Loxley. Just watch your speed. Plenty of radar. You can help the kids at the USA Women's and Children's Hospital have a better Christmas with Kane's Warrior Kids. Drop off a new unwrapped toy at Spring Hill Toyota, Aaron's Rent-Own in Tillman's Corner, Hobby Town USA, and CBD America. You can find out more at caneswarriorkids.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy today with a few showers developing this afternoon. Highs will be in the mid-70s. Tonight, mostly cloudy with showers, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, showers with highs in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
Right, warm up today, says Dr. Bill, and rain in the mix. We'll get more from his forecast coming up in just a little bit. Plus, a story out of the Houston area, and at least according to sheriffs there in the Houston area, Chambers County, east of Houston, a woman killed by wild hogs, feral pigs, killing a woman over the weekend. We'll give you details coming up. More headlines right now with Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Our Mississippi neighbors are saying jackpot now that they can purchase lottery scratch-off tickets courtesy of the Mississippi Lottery Corporation. Ticket sales started on Monday. Tickets will be available at gas stations and grocery stores, convenience stores, and casinos. Listen to this. The top winnings will include a $100,000 jackpot. Now, when it comes to multi-state lottery tickets for Powerball and Mega Millions, those sales start January the 30th. That's according to the state. So the lottery is expected to generate some $40 million in its first year, and then those numbers are expected to be doubled in the year number two, and then $100 million thereafter. Proceeds from the lottery are earmarked for infrastructure improvements and education. Great news, if you need to renew your driver's license or perhaps you have a new teen driver in the house like we do, Aaliyah has now expanded their Saturday hours for a number of their DMV offices. The Alabama Law Enforcement Agency began Saturday operations as part of a pilot program back in April at its Birmingham, Opelika, and Mobile locations. Well, now Huntsville, well, that's been added on November 2nd and December 7th, Montgomery, Jacksonville, Sheffield, and Tuscaloosa and Dothan will begin Saturday operations as well. The offices will be open from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m., and here's how it works. Saturday walk-in customers are assisted on a first-come, first-served basis for services as first issuances or renewals of driver's licenses, including star IDs, knowledge and road skills tests, and out-of-state transfers. Driver's license reinstatements, those will only be handed Monday through Friday during regular business hours, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. Story from NBC News. Woman was found dead outside a home in rural South Texas. They said killed by wild hogs, according to authorities yesterday at a press conference. The body of Christine Marie Rollins, 59, of Liberty, was discovered Sunday morning in the front yard of a residence in Anahuac in Chambers County, east of Houston, according to sheriff's investigators. Sheriff Brian Hawthorne said yesterday, in my 35 years, I'll tell you it's one of the worst things I've ever seen. Rollins had been a caretaker for the elderly owners of the home, according to authorities. When she failed to show up for work on Sunday, one of the homeowners checked outside and saw her body on the ground between her vehicle and the front door, according to the investigators. Hawthorne said the autopsy determined that Rollins died of blood loss resulting from a feral hog assault. He said, no doubt in my mind that it was multiple animals, and we can tell that from the different sizes of the bites. The homeowner's dogs are thought to have run off the hogs, according to Hawthorne. He points out this is a very rare incident. From just what little research we've had, there's less than six of these that have been reported in the nation. So six times there's been a fatal wild hog attack. So listen, the hogs are doing tons of damage in Texas and Alabama, and I think they're present in 46, 47 states, maybe 45. It's close. There's a presence. Some places worse than others. Texas is probably the epicenter of that. But they're usually crop damage, woodland damage to native species, not so much to people. But in this case, fatal.
Sounds like an awful way to go.
Yeah, very much so. The story up on the Twitter feed at FM Talk 106.5, and we're coming right back.